The first reading today, the prophet Isaiah tells us that out in the desert there is going to be a highway that will be there. And he said it will be called the Holy Way. No one unclean may pass over it, and fools may not go astray on it. But he said, instead, it is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. Well, that's us. We are redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ in his blood. We are called ultimately to the glory of God, to be able to go to heaven. And in this life, which is really a desert, we are called to get on that holy way. Every one of us is called to holiness. Every one of us is called to be a saint. And we're put in the midst of this world that we're living in, a world that not only doesn't know God, but in fact a world that has rejected God, a world that doesn't know the spiritual and therefore has given itself over entirely to the material. And it's in the midst of that world that God is asking you and me to make a choice. Do we want the spiritual instead of the material? Do we want God instead of all that the world has to offer? It seems like a pretty easy choice. But we know that as soon as we walk out of here, the choice isn't so easy, because we are inundated with things from every side. You drive down the road, and there are billboards flashing at you all over the place. If you have the misfortune of still having one of those stupid TV sets, you're going to get nailed by every commercial that comes along. It's going to be on your phone, it's going to be on your computer, it's going to be on your radio, it's going to be everywhere. Traditionally, people lived in silence. They could focus on God. Now, the devil has made sure that we have no silence. Think of the average American. We get up to a radio, turn on the stupid TV, get into the car and turn on the radio, go to work and we've got the radio going, we've got the computer going, get back into the car and turn on the radio, get home and turn on the TV. Had to stay in a hotel back about a month or so ago, and the people above me must have been some of those people who can't sleep without their TV on. All night long, the blasted thing is blaring. It's like, come on. And so we look at this and say, well, it's no wonder we can't focus on anything spiritual, because we've filled our lives with noise, and we've filled our lives with material things. It's all about the senses, and it's not about the soul. Again, you think of the traditional wisdom of the saints, and they said very simply, where there is silence, there is God, and where there is noise, there is Satan. And we've filled our lives with noise. So what seems once again so obvious to us to be able to say, well, of course I want to be on that holy way. Of course I want to be on the way that's leading to. Of course I want to choose God over materialism. Yeah, and what's going to happen as soon as you put the key in the car? Ah, what station are we going to listen to today? We have to have music. We need to have the sports. We need to have the talk radio. We, you know, even if you saw the stupid game, then you got to listen to the next day to all the people talking about what happened to the game, just in case maybe you didn't really understand what happened to the game, so these people can enlighten you as to what happened in the game, so that you can go to work so you can talk about what happened at the game, because that's what's important. Really? Nowhere have I read that by football or baseball or hockey you will be saved. Nowhere, I haven't seen it. But my goodness, you would think that that is the most important thing. In fact, as somebody even pointed out one day, much to my chagrin, football is so important that it has taken over an entire day of the week. And it's supposed to be God's day. I found out a couple of weeks ago, when I was young, they used to have Monday night football. Now they've got two games on Monday night, another one on Thursday, and then all the way through Sunday from morning until night. Because we can't live without it. So once again, do you want to be on the holy way? That's the real question we've got to ask. We're living in a desert. We just don't think it's a desert because around here there's not a bunch of sand. It's a spiritual desert because around here there isn't anything spiritual. It's all about materialism and sensuality. It's all about the body. We need to fill our senses with more things. We need is to take the time to fill our soul with God. We don't need more things. We have too many of them to begin with. So we need to really look seriously at this. There is a holy way. And isn't it interesting that it says fools can't go astray on it because fools can't find it. Fools give it lip service, but they never manage to get onto the way. So that's the question for all of us. Do we want the wisdom of God, or do we want the foolishness of the world? If I can recommend to you, if you haven't done so, Cardinal Sarah has a book on silence, and it is beautiful. And Cardinal Sarah has lots of wonderful insights. When you get about two-thirds or three-quarters of the way through the book, there is an abbot, a monk, that they interviewed. And it is amazing. I mean, all the things that Cardinal Sarah has to say, they're good. But what this guy talks about, you can see the value of the silence. You can see the depth that comes through. It's so profound in its simplicity. That's what silence does for us. Just to be able to see that. Cardinal Sarah, when he wrote the book, was in Rome. If you've ever been to Rome, there is zero silence in Rome. So he's writing about silence and the importance of it. But then there is a man who lives silence. And there is no comparison. A wonderful thing for all of us to be able to think about. And as we look forward now to Christmas and to the silence of the manger, our Lord came into silence. It's the way he lived his life. That's what he's asking of us, to fill our soul, not our senses. So if we can begin to simplify, then we can find that holy way. Then we can find the quiet that our souls desire and really need. Then, like the people in the gospel today, we will, once we can get onto that way and start moving along, we can even say we have seen incredible things today. Because once you recognize the silence, you start noticing all kinds of things that you couldn't see with all the chaos. It is a wonderful thing, a glorious thing. If we will take that time to pray, if we will try to enter into the silence and the simplicity, our lives will change. We won't be fools any longer because we'll find the holy way. the way that leads to heaven. Of course, there is only one way, and Jesus said, I am the way. But in order to find him and in order to hear his voice, we have to block out all the rest of the nonsense so that we can truly come before the Lord. These people, the crowd was too much. They couldn't get this man to the Lord, so they let him down through the roof. Well, we're pretty crowded around here these days with noise, with stuff, with chaos. We need to find a way to get through the roof, to lower ourselves down, and to be able to present ourselves before the only way, the holy way, before the Lord himself.